Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Hope you're having a lovely July. Ours would be more lovely if you could support this ministry. And we, you know, the summer is always so tough. So just please, if there are any of you out there that want to support this ministry, please do. And supporting this ministry with their presence here, Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Great to be with you.
Our presence is here.
Nice.
Yes, it is.
We just are a little tanner in July, that's all, mm-hmm. You know, being here in California.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah.
Well,
the sun finally came out.
It did.
You guys are a great support to New Life, and we appreciate that greatly. And so I'm hoping other folks will come on board. Maybe they haven't. They could take somebody's place that kind of goes on vacation or something or forgets about it. But if you've never given a New Life, what a great time to do it in the summer. We sure would appreciate it a lot.
You know, Steve, Club New Life is, you know, sort of a staple. You know, it is the main support system, one of the main support systems of New Life Ministries. And those of us that belong to Club New Life, it's a monthly giving program, and it helps us stay on the radio and help create great programs, and as well as our workshops. And then the other thing a lot of people do, Steve, is they send money in for our scholarship program, and that allows people to be able to go to those workshops.
So great.
And it's absolutely amazing how generous our people and the family is all about.
And if you have that little spark of generosity in you, please let us know. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can go online at newlife.com and give right there online. Well, I'm not going to wait any longer. I'm going to go right to the phones. We've got a lot of callers that are holding just to get on here. And let's go to Laura. She's calling us from New York, and we love that. She listens on the Internet. Hi, Laura. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am. Hi. I'm glad I got you.
So we are, too. We are, too.
My question is, I didn't realize I was actually coming up next, so I wanted to make notes, but should my husband and I be in communication we're separated right now. It's my second marriage. I've only been married about 3 years, and I separated from him because he's been extremely mentally, verbally abusive. He's an alcoholic, and I've asked him to, listening to you guys, I was trying to find the right way to put some certain boundaries because I actually moved out of New York for a few months to go and live with him and left my job, and so everything is in a lot of turmoil, and I was coming home every night getting just slammed, you know, kind of, you know, sometimes it's just by just these violent attacks. And I don't mean physical, but it's scary, you know.
Right.
So
right.
I'm separated now from him, and mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of communication to have with him. He wants to kind of check in and see how I'm doing, but he's not doing the work. He's not getting the help. And so I don't know if I should communicate with him at all, or
Tell him you want to communicate with him. Every time he does something that you guys have talked about that would be helpful, you want him to call and tell you how it went.
So in other words, that would be, so he wants to call and say, you know, how are you doing?
If he wants to call and say, hey, I went to a meeting. I want you to know it was great and everything, and I did this and that. And then he can say, and how are you doing?
So, in other words, no communication?
Well, I mean, if it was me and it was, he's not doing anything, why do I want to check in with the guy that isn't willing to do anything for me? That's a form of betrayal in my mind when he's got a problem and he's not willing to do anything. We'll talk.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Well, you know, we're talking to Laura. Husband's not doing anything. And I'm just wondering, what is it that, what is it that you're separated for? What's the purpose of the separation, the agenda of the separation?
Yeah, good question. We actually had met with a counselor a few times when I was living in the house, and I got to the point where one night, you can't respect me anymore to do this, and throwing things, and it got violent, and I waited 24 hours, and I said very calmly with the counselor, so I want to go and talk with her about this. And I said, let's set those kind of guidelines. Like, you said, what's the purpose is, I can make clear with her present, the purpose is for us to do that work. And, we were talking about me doing my work, him doing his work, and reconciling the purpose. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how to, like, put a timeline on it, or do I say 3 months, if you don't do that, then go ahead and get that divorce, or I don't, you know.
Well, I just think you ought to implement a strategy you believe in and see if that strategy might produce the change that you're hoping, you know, that if you're not just chit-chatting with the man who's not willing to do one thing to change from being an in-house terrorist to you, then, if he's not going to respond to that, then. But let's see if he might. Let's hear from Sherry and Milan about this, though.
Well, I think it sounded like you needed some separation to just establish some safety. But what I think didn't get implemented, there's something actually called a therapeutic separation.
Yeah.
And a therapeutic separation is different than just separating without a game plan. Mm-hmm. A therapeutic separation takes on the idea of what are the problems that are going on personally, socially, spiritually with his addiction. You know, you would clarify what is the work that you are asking him to do in light of his recovery, him going to AAs and getting into, maybe going into inpatient. It's so that you can work through a process. And the reason of a separation is saying we're going to be able to do this better separate than we are together right now, because together is unsafe. So we're going to emotionally take some distance. We're going to step away from each other. But there's an established kind of time for the length of separation. It's not just open-ended. You look at it and there is actually a therapeutic separation document that can be filled out with your therapist where you say, we're going to reevaluate this, and we're going to reevaluate it in 3 months and see if anything's changed or not. Have you been willing to do anything? If not, it might move into a more of a legal separation. Right, it's not just open-ended without the parameters. And that way, if you don't have a therapeutic separation in place, what happens most often is the couple ends, the relationship ends. But there wasn't any plan in place to draw that couple into what needs to happen.
So a therapeutic separation is a constructive separation for the purpose of protection, as well as back to what Steve originally said to you, Laura. It is about people reporting their progress as well as owning their own stuff, taking responsibility for their own stuff. And then since I scared you and harmed you through that fear, I'm going to report to you my progress with respect to my emotions, my addiction, and my ability to be in a state of recovery. And so I love what Steve said. If you want to chit-chat, that's great. But chit-chat will be part two of a great report about you doing the right thing.
That's great. I appreciate it. I didn't know about the therapeutic. I thought we kind of agreed on that, but we didn't do it officially with the therapist.
Yeah, you can Google a therapeutic separation and kind of get a feel for it. But part of that would be you going to Al-Anon, right? You've got your...
I just started.
Good
going,
for
yeah.
you.
Good.
So that would be something that would be on that agreement that you would both sign.
So I'm curious, Laura, what the therapist said when you specifically told us, well, you do your work and I'll do my, and then I'll do my work. What work were you challenged to work on?
Well, I'm not thrilled with the advice, and I followed up with her a couple of times, and now I'm in another state, so I'm looking at maybe somebody else. But I kind of felt like it was, okay, these are... Because of my, I have a background with my family members being alcoholics, and it's kind of like, okay, I had this discovery of this is why I'm been able to accept this for even this long.
Uh-huh.
I've been able to accept the same abuse. So, am I coming in and kind of waiting? I don't know. What am I doing? I feel like my husband's idea is, okay, well, what about what she's doing to kind of, like, why doesn't she just shut up and let it go? Or, when I might, question the way he runs his business or question anything, really, or what he perceives as my doubting his, authority as a business owner, as a father.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is two things, Laura. Laura, what I'm hearing is two things. One is what was originally called by Ellie Beatty in Codependent No More, how people can enable and sort of fall into a comfort or a role with an addiction. And if you have a history of being involved in a family of alcoholics, then maybe you're comfortable in that. You kind of know a role and a place. And so that would be more of the formal definition of codependency. And Al-Anon helps with that particular challenge. But the other thing I also heard is, and I guess I heard you say you've been married 3 years?
Yes, my second marriage.
Yeah. Second marriage. Okay, so as to your husband's ability to hear you, to be critiqued, to be able to ask questions, to ask what he's doing. So what are the finances look like? And it sounds like he won't let you do that.
No.
Okay, so that's another problem, you see. People could not have alcohol, be an alcoholic, and still have that problem. You can't question me, challenge me, critique me, or even ask me any questions, because I am so fragile that I can't handle any scrutiny. And that's another problem.
Yeah.
See? And then what that means is did I really know this man when I married him?
Yeah, well, and then we go down to the root of it. Yes, and he's kind of at the... And I know his whole background. We knew each other when we were kids, actually. And I know his is very more messed up than mine. And, that's the reality. When we met again, getting married and saying, okay, he's at the point where he's like, I know, I screwed up again, and here I am. And we got married because we had these old memories, and now I'm like, to repeat what you guys always say, I'm like, let's just do the next right thing. I know we made a mistake. I can even say that, or we did it too quick, or we didn't. Yes, I know that, but what do we do now? Are we going to just keep, are we going to keep the same behavior going, or the same heart, or
That is right on track. And Steve, that's your line, to do the next right thing. What do you think the next right thing would be for Laura?
Well, I think we've, first of all, answered this question about should we be doing a little chit-chat now and then. And my thing is that it isn't the right thing to do, that's an enabling thing. It probably makes him feel good and him feel like he's still connected to you. So I wouldn't do that. I'm really glad you're going to Al-Anon. And I think, you know, if he hears from you, you know, well, first of all, you need to set the parameter. Hey, listen, I want to talk with you, but I only want to talk with you after you've gone to get some help. I've been going to Al-Anon myself and getting help for me. Things are different now. If you want us to ever be together again, it's time that you do what you know you need to do. If you don't do anything, you're saying to me that staying the same is more important than being connected to me. And I can live with that if that's the direction you want to go.
And I would add to that, I like that, Steve. What I would add to that is you need to establish what you want and what you need to stay married.
Yeah.
What is your list of must-haves for him right now? And you need to be working with someone to define that. And I would also, the next right thing for you, I want you to get on to our TV.NewLife channels. Mila and I did a show on how to find your adult voice. Just listening to you, right, and growing up in an alcoholic home, holy molies, how do you hold on to yourself? You're not even heard or seen or valued. And so it feels like there's this little girl inside of you that feels small when he starts to power up on you. Is that true? And so...
That's accurate.
Yeah. So learning how to find your adult voice and working on your value, your worth, and what you need is going to help you move through this process and establish whether you're going to have an adult voice and whether you want to stay married to him or not. At some point, you're going to need to figure that out.
Yeah. Wow. That's really so helpful. And that's so accurate. It's like... do feel exactly like when my older brother was just so much like that on me, like,
bullying
all the time.
Yep,
it's so
so familiar.
Yeah, and it's like identical. He even sounds just like him. But
there you go. Yeah, so do you see how you? That feeling goes back to when you were a teenager, right? 11, 10, 11, 12. Instead of you holding on to you as an adult female
there's a really good chance that you call the right place today, and I'm hope that that's helpful, encouraging, motivating you to do the next right thing. I'm going to send you How We Love. Boy, I tell you, I think that's just got more insight into relationships than just about any book out there. It's really going to help you. And it'll help you see how that attachment to the abusive, bullying brother played out right here. It's almost like it was predicted. So I'm going to get that to you. And anybody else, it's Mylan and Kay's wonderful, wonderful book, How We Love. And you can order that at newlife.com. But speaking of TV.newlife.com, let's play that clip that we wanted to play today. And it's on Decontaminate Your Marriage. Let's hear that.
We're told in 1 Corinthians that we're not to deprive one another of a sexual fulfillment. And yet we do this all the time. And we think, and I've heard listeners say, well, you know, when you get to a certain age, couples don't have sex anymore. And I say, well, that may be how you want to see life, but that is not what I believe God is calling us to be, nor is that necessarily what life has to be. Couples can have a very active sexuality, and it may take on various forms, but they can have a very active, intimate sexuality relationship as long as they live, if they wish to. But it is always resentment, pain, fear, anger, animosity that would drive a couple to a position where we haven't been intimate in years. And one of the problems that creates a lack of intimacy is when the marriage becomes contaminated.
All right. And, you know, there's nothing more contaminating than bitterness, resentment. They just eat a marriage alive. We want to help you get free from that. You can do that by going to tv.newlife.com. You get a couple of weeks free. You become part of that whole system of being able to plug in, hearing the programs that you want to hear on the subjects that you want to learn some stuff that you just, maybe you've never heard it on this program. Maybe it's never come up before. So I really, really hope that you'll take advantage of it. It's an amazing resource and so shockingly, shockingly transformational for so many people. TV.newlife.com. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back for more of New Life Live. It's so hard sometimes to figure out what is the next right thing. So many different voices out there. And, you know, for us, the next right thing, often a separation is what we recommend for there to be a repair and a restoration. Interesting, huh? Hi, Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich. We want to talk to you about our Intimacy Intensive for Marriages.
The Intimacy in Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 22nd through the 24th.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together. We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy levels of their life.
One of the things that we're going to do in this weekend is address the issues of sexuality, emotional intimacy, physical touch, things that the church traditionally does not address. We're going to be a place where you can come and really bring the real you, your real marriage, and it can be a very safe place.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
You come join us. We would love to have you there. I think we can meet some needs for you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.newlife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. All right. How about we talk to Lori? Lori is calling us from Chicago, Illinois. WYLL is the station. Hi, Lori. Welcome to New Life. How can we help you?
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
First and foremost, I kind of a little nervous. You know,
okay.
I've never called in live, so.
Okay.
Well, you sound great, Lori. You sound awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what's going on?
My husband left me about a week ago Monday, this past Monday.
Oh, my goodness. What happened?
And, yeah. It's a long story of spiraling events that I did wrong and he did wrong. And the scripture verse that I want to reference is Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. It says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit."
Okay, so why did you want to read that?
Because that's the scripture verse that my biblical counselor is giving me. You know, she said, make sure that you put it in your pocket. Make sure you try to have it, all the places. But mainly I put it up, in my pocket, and, I take it out, whatever.
Why, Lori, why do you need that verse? What's happened between you and your husband that would lead you to need that verse?
Back in 2014, throughout our whole marriage, because we've been married since 2000, and throughout our whole marriage, I didn't understand until now that we had a mediocre/brother-sister marriage, and I had no idea that we were living in sin. So it all started
You're married, right?
Yes, we are.
You're married and you're living together. Now, how can being married and living together be living in sin?
I guess because from the point that I never understood this thing called marriage, because we were both living mediocre marriage, or it was, kind of like a brother-sister kind of like bond. And it's like when I wanted to... obviously, go to like all of the seminars, all of the church things. He was always opposing, say, no, I've got too much work. In his mind, work was at the core of everything, because it's obviously with his family, they're to the point where money is the focal point of everything.
Okay. Is there anything that you did wrong? You said that you were wrong, other than live as a more of a sister in a mediocre marriage. Was there anything else there that you want to tell us about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's that?
I guess I want to reference to in sickness and in health. Because back in 2014, I started with symptoms. I'd never experienced hardcore depression or bipolar. I've never experienced fatigue, like that kind of fatigue that it's just very abnormal.
Okay. I want to figure out how we can help you. So what was his response to your symptoms?
He didn't know how to handle my being sick.
Okay, so what did he do?
Basically, what he started was, instead of him going to like a man, to another man, to talk, to try to work out his feelings, he instead turned to the world.
Okay, so was he unfaithful to you? Was he sexually unfaithful
yes.
to you? Was he sexually unfaithful to you? Did he have an emotional affair?
Emotionally, yes.
Did he leave you? What does he say is the reason that he left you about a week ago?
In his mind, probably left me because I'm unable to work.
Okay.
And
well,
so
there's a lot of interesting stuff here. Mylan, Sherry, what are you guys, when you're hearing this, what are you thinking? Anything coming to mind that might be helpful to her? Because I think she's, we're just looking at a lot of different things. Illness, work, rejection. What do you think?
Lori, what I want to know from you is, what's your earliest memory of being powerless? Of feeling really helpless and unseen and unheard?
When I started with my symptoms and I couldn't get out of bed.
And that was in your marriage or growing up?
Within my marriage, I would say, yeah.
And before then, you were a viable woman, able to have conversations, felt powerful, was moving throughout life. Because something is really concerning me about you, even in how we're hearing your pain. You feel
okay, we'll
so
talk about that right
lost.
After this. Yeah.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're talking with Lori, and we've been talking at the break about Lori, and I'm hoping that Dr. Keffer here is able to give her some help. Sherry, go ahead.
So, Lori, I'm just going on a hunch here, but and I may be right, I may be wrong, but I, when someone is feeling powerless and helpless, and when they're in a position of dependency and depending on somebody else for their livelihood, for their support, for their sustenance, it can overwhelm another person. Another person can be overwhelmed by that neediness, and it can actually frighten them, and they may actually step back from the relationship. And I'm wondering if what is going on in your world, in your heart, because depression and fatigue is not created in a vacuum. Those things come situationally. Those things come because we're in a high stressed state or a very painful state over a period of time. My hunch with you is you have been, whether you know it or not, you have been in crisis, and your body is responding. Your body's keeping the score. There's a book by Dr. Vanderkalk called The Body Keeps the Score, and it's like your body is telling the rest of you that there's a problem, and it's even taken to a point where your body's shutting down. And that can feel overwhelming for a spouse. Now, I'm not saying what he did was right, because it's not right. It's abandoning you, either emotionally, reaching out to this other female, and now even physically in your relationship. What he did is wrong. I want to be very clear about that. But until you unearth what it is in you that is causing your body and your heart to shut down, you're in trouble. Does any of that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
And,
awesome.
I'm
Sherry, I wanted to reference also Luke.
Wait a second. Wait a second. We don't want you to reference anything right now. We want you to talk about how you feel about this. And we want you to deal with somebody who's going to help you to process and learn how to bring your thoughts under control in a way that will work for you rather than against you. Now, you may be suffering under the false belief that memorizing scripture sets you free, because people will quote, "The truth will set you free." But actually, in John 8:31-32, it says, if you're my disciples and you're following me and what I want you to do, then the truth will set you free. You'll know the truth and it will set you free. So we want to put the scripture in our heart, but we don't want to believe that that's going to solve these deep relational and emotional problems. We need insight, and we need to stand on biblical principles beyond just some verses that might apply to our situation. Mylon, do you have anything that you want to comment on before we have
well,
to go?
Well, I think what you're speaking to, Steve, is, Lori, we feel a lot of spiritual defendedness trying to use scriptures to somehow create a hedge around yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And not address what Sherry was just saying. What we're hearing is a very distressed lady who probably has been distressed, as Sherry was alluding to. Well, she wasn't alluding. She was asking directly. You've probably felt these distressed feelings a long time before you ever met your husband. And all of a sudden, we're deducing the possibility that life all of a sudden caught up with you. And then you use very severe language, like, because we were sort of existing as a brother and sister, that somehow we had this sinful relationship. And I hear such severity that you impose over yourself.
Like punitive, like you're in trouble. And that makes me wonder about growing up. How are you dealt with? How are you handled? Because in punitive homes where there's been these rules and standards and things put on us, and we haven't really been asked what our heart is on it, the matter, then we start doing that with ourselves.
Right. I guess growing up, I had a very nurturing, motherly, fatherly upbringing. And that all changed, you know, when I left home and, you know, got married.
It's hard to duplicate that when you have a really, really amazing nurturing. And sometimes it becomes so nurturing, you become so close, you become a little more dependent on the parents than is helpful in developing an independence.
And we assume everybody else is going to treat me the same way.
Yeah.
And we end up finding or being with people who then ignore me, or where work is their God or their world. And then I'm not seen, and I don't have a relationship with a person that truly gets me, sees me, understands me, and loves me.
Yeah. It can be a problem. You know, Satan can use anything.
That's distressing.
Yeah. Okay, Lori, I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice. I hope that that's going to be a blessing to you. It's got some 10 basic things you need to do, I think, to experience the healing that God has for you. And I'll ask our folks to pray for her, because, man, it's hard when you can't really get a handle on your own thinking. That's very, very difficult to do. Well, let's go to Vicki here. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, KCFO is the station. Hi, Vicki. Welcome to New Life.
Hello. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I think I could call 100 times and not get all my dysfunctional family questions answered, but I have one on the top of my list right now. I have 5 children, but I'm going to talk about 2 specific daughters. One, drug addict, gave birth. Gave the daughter up for adoption to my older daughter, so I'm thinking, thankful we have her in our lives. But about 3 years ago, we sat down as a family and told the younger daughter, you go get help or we are not going to have anything to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
That was my oldest daughter's recommendation, and I thought she had kind of done some research and knew what we should do, so I went along with it, and after several months, I decided that wasn't what I needed to do, that we, mm-hmm. as a family, as a godly family, need to be in her life and encourage her to do, as opposed to stepping back and totally being out of her life. But the older daughter remained the same. She will not let us participate in family activities together. If the younger daughter is going to be there, she's like, we're not going to do this. So I kind of came to terms the other day with just being tired of it and told my oldest daughter, I'm not going to do this anymore. I've had to leave my home to meet the younger daughter to give me Mother's Day presents because her birth child was here with me.
All right. So how can we help you through this, though?
Okay.
How can we help?
I confronted my oldest daughter the other day, so now we're, you know, she's not doing a lot of talking to me. But I've asked her about going to counseling with her church to sit down and talk about what can we do as a family to make this work to where just as we get together for family get-togethers, I'm not asking her to let this daughter babysit or anything. So how do we work together? What do I say to her? She's got a lot of resentment and hatred towards me because of things that happened in her life and mm-hmm. drug abuse and stuff. So
Okay,
Vicki, let me ask you a couple of clarification questions, please. Is your older daughter married?
She is married.
And does she live at your house?
No.
She's
married with her own family.
Does she have any other biological children?
No, she was never able to have children.
Okay. So this child then means absolutely everything to her. How old is the child now, Vicki?
She's 4.
She's 4. So she's raised this child since she's 4 years old.
Right.
And she's going to be very threatened to have this mother come back into her child's life. Does this child even know that who the real mother is?
Yes, that's been openly, known to her.
So I think the bottom line is what I would do with your daughter, and then we'll hear what Steve and Sherry say, is I would simply say, tell me about your anger. Because underneath anger has cousins underneath it, emotional cousins. Hurt, worry, fear, jealousy, insecurity. And so anger keeps people away from those vulnerable emotions. I would ask your oldest daughter what her greatest fear is. And I would really dwell on what's happening to her on the inside.
I think that's the best thing.
That is true. She may not, what she tells me is because I married a man who was verbally abusive and a drug addict, and that was her stepdad, she tries to protect her children because I didn't protect her.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Well, that's,
just hang on.
Okay.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We came here, it's our last resort. We're going to go through counseling, they're going to find her problems, and I'm fine.
The Marriage Solution Weekend is coming to Orange County, California, October 21st through the 23rd.
Obviously, I'm not fine.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and the different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? and how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about the seven things that you need to stop right now, the seven things you need to start doing in your marriage, and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
The biggest thing I got out of this is that I got things to work on, too.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Talking to Vicki, and wow, what a situation. So what else do we want to say here to help Vicki? Mylon, do you have a thought here?
Well, I do. Vicki, thank you for opening up to us about just the history of your relationship with your oldest daughter, that you married a drug-addicted, abusive man. You allowed that man to be in your home, and your daughter is highly protective. And it sure makes sense why she would circle the wagons, you know, and get out the carbine guns and just want to hold everybody at bay because she's been hurt. And I would say that part of your journey with your daughter, aside from the four-year-old child, would be to repair that. And is this man still in your life, Vicki?
No.
Okay. I would then want to, and I love your thought about going into counseling and saying, could we work on our relationship? Instead of making the four-year-old the battleground, go up to 38,000 feet and say, you know, honey, we have a lot of ground to cover here as we repair our relationship. I did let you down. And I could see why you would be frightened and or why you're angry or why you're resentful. And I would start there, Vicki. And thank you for your transparency with us.
That's a good idea if I can talk her into it.
Well,
but invite her into it. Instead of talking it, it's a whole different posture to say, you know what, honey? Let me tell you something that I feel like I've really missed. I've really missed you in light of this one point. I actually, because I didn't act as I should have acted, I set you up and your siblings up to be afraid. And I think what I'm seeing is really legitimate fear of what would happen if we started connecting more because of what might happen to your daughter. And so invite her, bring your brokenness first, right? Bring where you've let her down, bring where you've dropped her, and your vulnerability hopefully will invite a conversation instead of an arm wrestling match, because she's a mama bear right now, and it's almost like you're trying to arm wrestle a mama bear, and I go, just try it. It's probably not going to go well. But if you go underneath that and say, man, I really let you down, and how can I help you feel safer? What are you most afraid of? That would be the one question I would want to ask your daughter. What are you most afraid of? I will listen 100%. You tell me everything that you are scared about in bringing the family members closer around each other.
Vicki, several years ago, I had a meeting with one of my sons, and my kids are in their 30s and 40s now, and I had a meeting with one of my sons like 5 years ago, and I said, what unfinished hurts are still unresolved in your mind between you and me?
Wow. That was pretty courageous of you.
And he just took off. He just took off for, you know, 45.
Oh, wow.
He just took off for 45 minutes. And there was a list, and I took notes, and they said, you know what, John, I just said, I can understand why those things would still hurt you. I didn't know what I was doing at that age of my life as a parent. I was a rookie parent right there. Or I could see how it'd be hard to live with a dad who. And you know what? To this day, that was a turning point. I get the best hugs and the best loves from him these days. And he's 6'6",
wow,
and I have to get on my toes when he gives me a hug because, you know, otherwise I have to get way up high with him. And
wow.
But that was a turning point for us, Vicki.
Yeah, and I will definitely be happy to do that. She says I justify because I tell her when I married this man –
I felt like I had to honor my vows and stay married to him, even though he was verbally abusive to everybody in the family.
Right.
So she feels like I did not, you know, I should have left him, and I picked him over my kids
sure.
and stuff like that.
Sure.
But we have never had a close relationship.
Sure, sure.
But she may experience you as being someone who justifies, right? And as soon as you start justifying or explaining away, or you lose a connection right then and there. What Mylan did
right.
is he just zipped it. He zipped his lips, and he listened, and he said, tell me more. What else? I want to hear you. I am not going to explain away, blame, justify, defend. I'm really here to repair, and I want to help you feel safe.
Okay, so I'll try that after I kind of had an argument with her the other day, and we'll see where that.
Well, good for you.
Sure it'll get,
yeah. Well, Mylan's a good model on that, and
huge.
I hope that it's going to be just a great experience for you. All right.
Yeah.
Really glad
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So glad you called. And, you know, let me just, I think I want to send her Healing is a Choice.
Mm-hmm.
And also I want to send How We Love, because there's just great insight there.
Huge insight.
Yeah. Very, very, very good. All right. Well, we are out of time, and I'm so sorry we didn't get to everybody's phone call. And, just want to first share with you a little testimony from Intimacy in Marriage from Jerry. Here's what Jerry said. You know, we did this in April. We're going to do it in July again here in a couple of weeks. Here it is. I had all but given up at any chance of having a happy marriage, but that weekend was a journey into a discovery of some truth I needed to hear and a much better understanding of what makes my husband tick. I'm leaving with a renewed love for my husband, hope, and the tools I need to do my part. I also have an understanding of my husband that I did not have before. You know, that really is what we're trying to help people do, is to understand
wow.
each other, our brokenness, how we broke together and how we stay together broken versus how we split apart. And, you know, one of the things you can count on here with New Life is we know people are broken, and we know people hurt other people, and we're so for marriage and repair and wanting to bring a redemptive act here. You know, we're not so much for the woman that it destroys the marriage. We're not so much for the man that it destroys the marriage. We're for both people
yep.
coming together, facing reality, tough, hard reality, and doing whatever it takes to heal and to be restored. That's what we're all about, and we want to help you with that. You come to that intensive, it could change everything for you. Now, I also have 10 telltale signs of depression, and the fifth one is, have you had thoughts recently that life just is not worth living, and you wish God would just take you home? I've been lost before and wish God would take me home, but not to that home. So if you are struggling and it's really tough and you just think, man, just get me out of here, hey, let us help you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. There are other signs that you may want to look at here. And if so, you just call us and we'll send you those signs and symptoms of depression. But more than that, if you sense you've got it, let one of our folks on the phone help you with that. Now, we do have such a need for financial support here, and if you'll support us, we'll send you a CD that Henry Cloud put together called Changing What Never Seems to Change. It's powerful, as is he. And as he is. And so if you want that great CD, just a gift of any amount, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. When you join Club New Life, you get a tote bag, a coffee mug, thumb drive with 5 teaching segments, John Townsend's book, You Can Do This, and note cards, all of that, our way of saying thanks for being part of the foundation, the anchor of New Life. And if you can't support us financially, go to prayer@newlife.com and pray for us. Really would appreciate it. I hope this is a healing day for you. I hope it's a connecting day. They go hand in hand, even when it's difficult. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Mylan. Thanks to all of you who support us. Oh, we love you. We care about you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.